This podcast is brought to you by Link, simply the best way to learn languages. After you listen to the podcast, sign up for a free account at Link, LINGQ.com, and study the full transcript using Link's revolutionary learning tools.
Hi, Alex.
Hi there, Steve.
You know today what we're going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about?
Swearing, cussing, blue language, color language, coarse language, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Except we're going to talk about it, and we aren't going to cuss or swear or anything. And the reason is because, you know, at Link, I've always said that I don't like swearing. Like, quite personally, if I see movies nowadays which are full of swear words, I don't like it. Like, we didn't have that when I was growing up, and I don't like it. Doesn't, you know, I don't, you know, shut my ears to it or turn the TV off, but I would rather that it, and I think it's overdone. I think it's overdone. But, and I also say that I think it's not such a good idea for language learners to swear or be overly colloquial, because unless they really know how to use those words, they just sound foolish to me. That's my view. And a number of people have agreed. Others may feel differently. And of course, at Link, we try and keep it off our forum and stuff like that. But I admit that many people want to know those words.
Yeah,
they think it's fun. Like, they wouldn't, even people who wouldn't swear in their own language think it's really neat to swear in somebody else's language.
Well, one thing too, actually, is Robert Love Languages on the forum. Right. He brought up the point, I believe it was him, of saying it's also good to know them if people say them to you, so you actually understand what they mean. Right.
Yeah, but in fact, I mean, I speak a lot of languages. I mean, I understand them, but people rarely, you mean, because people are going to call you those names? Like, no, I mean, you can tell if it's a swear word. It doesn't take a special course on it to figure out if they're swearing. I don't agree with that. But people seem to think that that's kind of getting closer to the real language, the language in the street, blah, blah, blah. So there is this real interest. It's kind of like, it's kind of like, you know, it's slightly risque or whatever, and so therefore they want to learn it. So what happened was that two of our members, Berta and Albert, who are two of our Spanish members, they decided that they would do a series of conversations for our Link library using somewhat coarse language in Spanish. And it's very well done and so forth. So we decided that, yeah, we can have this, but we'll put a little disclaimer there saying that, you know, like parental guidance or something. Because after all, on our Link forum and in Link, we have 12-year-olds. We have people who, whatever their age and whatever their gender, may be offended by swearing. So if they are, then they shouldn't, you know, listen to this content. But the reaction we got on the forum, and we don't want this kind of vocabulary to be on our forum because it is, again, open to everyone. But if it's in a content item, a lesson in our library, and it's identified as coarse language, then people who are interested in Spanish coarse language, and of course, if once you put coarse language, that's actually going to attract people.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one thing, too. I have a lot of my friends, they may know multiple languages, but at the same time, they know, you know, this language over here, and they know about five words in it. And four out of five are swear words. So there's also this, I don't swear, you know, I don't use swear words. I have no interest in stuff like that. But a lot of people around me are, you know, curious. Like, I had some friends a couple years ago say, oh, teach me English swear words. I'm like, well, no, I'm not going to teach you because I don't use them, you know. And they're like, oh, teach us, teach us. I'm like, It's weird to me that you want to learn, you know, like, but I think too, what you mentioned before, it definitely is what people would call, you know, street language, you know, getting really into the culture, because you can't find that kind of stuff in a textbook or a TV program. You know, you really have to, in a lot of cases, actually go to the country or be, you know, in a place where there are people there who are comfortable and, you know.
And, I mean, they are used. It's part of how people communicate. I mean, people do say those things. It's natural. The other interesting thing is that in different cultures, you know, people are more or less concerned or sensitive about swearing. Like in Spanish, in Spain, They swear all the time. Everybody swears. Men, women, all ages, school kids. They just use what we would, in English, consider fairly strong swear words all the time. Mm-hmm. In Swedish, the strongest swear word you hear normally is devil.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Not only, but it's much, much milder.
Right.
Cantonese, also very heavy swearing language.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Whereas Japanese is not.
Yeah.
Japanese beast, you know?
It
might be as strong a word as you're going to hear. So, I mean, not. I mean, there's more vocabulary, but I'm saying the commonly used swear words are much milder in, say, Japanese and Swedish than they are in, say, Cantonese and Spanish in Spain. I don't know about South America.
Yeah.
So that's these actually, things are cultural, yeah.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing, too. It is cultural. It's not just the language, too, because when my sister was in the UK, she said people are, you know, much more active. They actively use, you know, swear words, and it's much more commonplace, whereas, you know, in Canada and the United States, people often hold their tongue and, you know, are more reserved in that regard.
I mean, I think that sometimes people from a different culture, you know, they don't realize the effect it has. Like, we had a visitor from Sweden on business, and he felt that the what we call the F-bomb in English was equivalent to devil, which is fan, which is an F-bomb if you want in Swedish.
Yeah.
So he was sitting in a meeting, and we had ladies present, and he was expressing himself as he would in Swedish, except he was speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
So he was using the F-bomb regularly. He thought that was okay. No one here would do that in a business meeting,
right?
Especially if there's ladies present. Yeah. At least of my generation. I don't know about young.
Oh, I think
people.
It would be the same. Yeah.
So now the language that we use in I play old timers hockey, like in our dressing room before and after the game. That's a whole different situation, but that's a very specific situation.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's one thing too. It's very situational. The usage of profanity is something that is very difficult to learn from a book, you know, or learn from one lesson. Like, it's something that really is ingrained in the culture, and in order to really understand the usage of and the appropriate usage of these things, you really do have to understand the culture and have a quite advanced level in the language too.
And I think even in a country such as Spain, where the use of coarse language is not particularly frowned at, if you were had a business meeting, or if you were applying for a job, and you trotted out this coarse language, it may not be that well accepted. You don't know. To the same, I think, to some extent, is true with slang. And I've seen people, like this person from Taiwan who came to Canada, and he had learned very colorful English, and he was in a job interview, and he trotted out his colorful English. That did not make a very good impression. So the thing is that these words are, it takes a lot of getting used to how they work and when to use them. It's just not that easy.
Absolutely. Yeah, and honestly, even as a native speaker, you know, when I come to the office, I use totally different words than when I'm sitting at home with my brother. You know, and it's not that we use bad words or whatever. We do use different phrases, different vocabulary, just a different way to express ourselves because the environment is different.
Absolutely. Now, in some languages, of course, we're straying from swearing and slang to the other extreme, where in Japanese and in Korean, even everyday words, the sort of relationship you have with the other person is going to influence which word you select to convey very basic meanings, like speak, go, eat, you name it. What's Korean like, by the way? Are they big swearers, or are they more like the Japanese?
Korean is quite interesting, because from what I know, there are not that many swear words. There are a lot of, you know, words like stupid and dumb or whatever, but there are not that many bad swear words. I can think off the top of my head of about three, and that's it.
Right.
And if you watch a Korean movie, like a gangster movie or something, they pretty much just repeat these two or three words over and over and over and over again. So it's actually quite interesting to see that. I would say it's like the usage of the F word in English, where they use it as an adjective, you know, interjection, so on and so forth.
Right.
But people do swear, but it doesn't, it's not as creative in that aspect, I would say. It's a very limited usage of words.
Yeah, okay.
So it's more with a tone in Korean.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and many swear words are quite common to different languages. It's interesting, too, if we compare French to Quebecois. In France, the swear words are more similar to English, really, in terms of, you know, parts of the body or whatever it might be.
Right.
Whereas to the Quebecois, it's more anything related to the church.
Yeah.
is what's used, and that's a throwback to the days when the Quebecois were very, very religious, mm-hmm. which they aren't today. Mm-hmm. But the swear words have stuck.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is all, a part of how a language evolves and usage evolves.
Totally.
And,
yeah.
So it is interesting. So there will be the blue-colored conversations in Spanish, and quite honestly, if people want to put similar conversations up in English or Russian or Chinese or Korean or whatever, I have no objections as long as it's properly identified and
exactly
and so forth.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we covered that topic.
Yes. Hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Bye for now.
Bye.